Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let me make sure. Okay. All right. Let me get this caller. Hold on. 77020. Hello. Hello. 77020. Okay, they hung up. All right, boom. Let's start the show. Y'all can hear me, okay? Because I don't be trusting. Okay, they said we hear you. Okay, great. Y'all hear me? Oh, perfect, 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 perfect. You guys can hear me. Absolutely. They said they want to see your pink cap. Actually, the way that this bottom is set up, the only thing I have on is the pink cap. All right, but listen, we got to get into some things today. We have a fun show because I've been gone for about a week. And honestly, it's really not that long because a lot of people be gone longer than that. But when it's like, I'm gone for a week, it's like, Armand, where are you at? It's been too long. Why are you not here? Blah, 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 blah. And I get it because we're listening to every show. And energy just isn't the same when we're not here. So we're back and we're going to get into some things. All right? So we got a lot of stuff on the lineup. We got Cash Draw might happen. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I said it. I said Cash Draw might happen. This was a first. Listen, I'm going to be giving a lot of credit where credit is due. Lizzo and her fatness. Her fatness and her blackness. She's secretly over it. Cupcake brings all the girls and boys to the yard. Sukihana gagging on the beat. It's a lot going on. Lil Wayne selling the girls' masters for $100 million. DJ Academics bullies on Clubhouse. It's a lot going on. Wow, wow, wow. All right, so we'll decide where we're gonna take this first. Well, you know what? Let's start with Lizzo. Wow, 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 wow. Let's start there with Lizzo. So, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to play a lot of video. I'm not doing her response because I really don't care about her response, okay? Now, if you guys have been under a rock or you don't really care about Lizzo or you're just as sick of her as I am, well, we're still going to talk about it right now. But here's the thing with Lizzo. Lizzo apparently went to Mexico and had one too many tequila shots and too many carnitas and carne asada tacos, burritos with the tapatio hot sauce. So she snuck up and ran and did a 10-day detox, diet detox. And she started posting her results as if she was happy to be losing weight online. And the plus size community was not feeling it. Okay? They were ridiculing her and dragging her because they wanted her to stand for the fat women. Okay? They wanted Lizzo to remain fat and black and live in her true fatness and her proud fatness. Okay? And with the moment Lizzo seemed to be no longer proud of her fatness and wanted to become more of one of the skinny girls, the heavy set community became irate and they started dragging her for succumbing to diet culture. Okay? So here's the thing. Lizzo responded and said, listen, I'm still fat. And it wasn't about that. I just want to have healthier choices. You know, I want to live healthier. I didn't really watch her response. I've read a couple of different blogs. I didn't see the video, so I don't know. But this is what, in a nutshell, what she said. Listen, guys, it is what it is. I've just been eating healthier. You know, I've been eating a lot of, I have stomach problems. Now, I know stomach problems because I have stomach problems too. I have IBS. And let me tell you, stomach problems are a mess. That's why, you know, I like to do the pitching and not the receiving because I can't do all that. You know what I'm saying? Stomach problems ain't, so I'm more of a swing batter than a catcher, if you catch my drift. Yeah. Anyway, so she goes online and she says, basically, I've been eating a lot of hot and spicy food in Mexico, and I've been drinking a lot. And so I just wanted to do a detox. And on top of me doing this detox, when I am eating, now I'm eating vegan. And so the fat women are just like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me we gave you that Grammy? You were living good as hell. You were showing your fat ass, literally, all over the world. You were going to basketball games, Christmas parties, children's parties, old folks' homes, hospice centers with your ass out, all the fat included. You were so proud. And the nerve if you don't want to lose 5 pounds. How dare you try to lose weight when you sit here and pandered and built your career off of not only your blackness, but your fatness. And all of a sudden now you want to change it? No, 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 no. You don't get to be fat and proud and then all of a sudden you want to be skinny and proud. Mind you, this comes a week after Lizzo decided to say that she's not feeling beautiful. She hasn't been feeling herself lately. She hasn't been feeling happy. Well, I told you Lizzo wasn't feeling happy a long time ago. A lot of you guys said what do those people say? The fat phobias. A lot of you people said that I was participating in fat phobia. And, you know how you guys have phobia to everything. And I said no. She was using this to set a record. And I think, quite frankly, honestly, they don't know what to do with Lizzo now. Because they're like, well, sheesh, okay, we basically did this whole album about being unapologetically mean, free, and fat, and throwing it in everybody's face. I mean, hell, we almost canceled P. Diddy because you tried to get up there twerking, and he told you to halt. And he let Drea come up there and twerk. And they were going in on him to the point where P. Diddy had to come out and lie and say that he supported Lizzo when he knew damn well he didn't want to see Lizzo up there shaking that rock. And the people stood behind it. The people stood behind you and the nerve of you, Lizzo, to want to lose weight. How dare you? Well, that's at least how they feel. I mean, listen, if you ask me, I personally don't mind that she wants to lose weight. I told you she was going to want to lose weight. I think the problem that people are having is the fact that she appeared as though she was fat and proud. And she was happy about being fat and proud, and nobody was going to be able to change that. And she was going to be the fat woman, the face of fat women everywhere. Okay, she was going to be the fashion over fat woman. She, you know what I mean? She was going to be the hip-hop star, plus-size singer, dancer, splinter, flipper, rapper, singer, whatever, and be, you know, 100X. But deep down in her side, I mean, not deep down in her size, deep down inside, she does not want to be heavyset. But I think the problem is, in all seriousness, she has a right to want to lose weight. But when you go and be the face of something and you pander to a community and then, you know, you're secretly trying to lose weight after you've thrown it all in our face. And there's nothing wrong with being plus size. Nothing wrong with that. But when you try to, like, obnoxiously throw it on people, then when you try to be like, oh, I actually want to lose weight, they're going to be like, girl, why? Like, some people are talking about, well, Adele did it. Well, Adele would come, she would sing, she would be big, she'd be fat, whatever the case may be. But she'd never try to throw that in people's face. She would do her thing. She did for a couple of years and come back. So that's why Adele was able to then go say, listen, I don't want to be big anymore. It's not for me. What I want to do now is be skinny. Let me go get the surgery. I'm going to lose all this weight, and boom, here I go. Bam. Lizzo, you didn't have to, you know, throw this in our face. However, I think that kind of shtick is what kind of made Lizzo sell. And so people bought into that because, you know, that was part of her story. And now, right now, I don't feel like they have anything for Lizzo right now. I don't think that Lizzo has another good as hell. I don't know what they're going to do with Lizzo, and I don't feel like she knows what she's going to do. And I think that's why they're like, oh, wow. I feel like that's the reason why she's a little stressed out, because what next? You know, and a lot of times that happens to artists, especially in their sophomore album. They have these big breakout moments on that first album, and then their sophomore album, it's like, oh, my God, what next? Because we built this community. We built this following based upon this or whatever the case may be, and we set this expectation, but now we want to do something a little bit different, and we're not quite sure what we want to do next. So I think that's what Lizzo is going through. But listen, I'm on her side. If she want to lose weight, if she want to live a healthier life, that's fine. My thing is this. Just don't push those narratives to other women, you know, that may be plus size looking up to you just to sell your records. That's all. That's all. Let's keep it pushing. If you're triggered in the chat, let me tell you something. If you're triggered in the chat, leave. Get you a hamburger and bounce. Okay. All right, boom. Now, Castor. Oh, my God. Wow. Cash Doll. I cannot believe I'm saying this right now. I cannot believe the words that are about to come out of my mouth. They have never came out of my mouth, ever. I cannot believe the words that are about to come out of my mouth. Cash Doll. Cash Doll might happen. Oh, my God. Cash Doll might. It is a strong. It's a heavy and a hard on the might and the possibly. I didn't say Cash Doll is going to happen. I did not say that. I said that Cash Doll might happen if she listens. Okay. Here is why. Okay. Cash Doll put out this record. And let me tell you something. It's one of my favorite records right now. This Bossa Nova, let me tell you something. I'm giving credit where credit is due. The way that Cash Doll skated, I cannot believe I'm saying this. I am really saying this about Cash Doll. Cash Doll ate this record. I am saying this, but she did. And I have to give credit, because I'm not a hater. If it's trash, it's trash. But if it's good, I have to give the credit. She did it. She proved me wrong once, but she's going to have to be consistent. Okay, Cash Doll, I'm having you're making me feel like we have hope. But let me tell you something. If you haven't listened to this record, the way that she got on this record, I mean, I prefer her over T Grizzly. Now, do I feel like T Grizzly kind of let her make it? Yes, because he really goes hard. But he kind of was like, he was really lazy with it. Cash Doll, it wasn't just the flow. It was the beat. It was the flow. It was the lyrics. It was the punchline. It was the double entendre. It was the metaphors. I mean, she skated on verse one and verse two. And she came out like, it was just, the energy for me was like, just, man. And this came out about a week ago. But it really didn't hit me until I was on my way to the dentist. Right? Speaking of the dentist, child, supposed to get some more teeth work done. However, I just don't know if I can endure any more pain right now. Okay? But that's a whole nother conversation. So I'm on my way to the dentist. And I'm like, let me listen to the Cash Doll record in the speakers. You know what I mean? Because I, you know, got listen, because it hits different in the band. So, you know, I got it in the... you in the bit, you know what I mean? I got the speakers in the back with the 212s, like, you know what I mean? So you just you put it in there, you just want to hear how it hit in the bends. So I'm like, all right, Cash Doll, let's see what you really can do. When you put it in the bends, and they just, I'm like, oh my God. You just start feeling, I'm not driving, I have someone else driving, because obviously, I mean, my driving foot is messed up. So I'm like, oh my God, like, she is really, like, it was busting through the speakers. And I'm like, oh my God. And everybody in the car was just like, play that Cash Doll again. And I'm like, right, let's play. So we put Cash Doll on repeat. Not once, not twice, maybe three times. And was really tearing up the Cash Doll. Cash Doll, this is what I need from you. I need you to stop doing the TikTok. I'm up. This up. Here I go, whoop, whoop, like all the goofy stuff. No, I need you to get into your female rapper bag. You're fine as hell. Beautiful, dark skin, sexy. But if I was into women, Cash Doll. All of that, let's get it. I'm in it, I'm on it. How much I got? How much money you need? But, you know, since that's not me, I need you for the music, okay? So here's the thing. Cash Doll is so, like, it's like, where is that energy? Please, let go of the, here I go, let go of the goofy stuff. And please keep this energy, because you really scared on it. And women are not really rapping like that. You did your thing on that, Cash Doll. I'm rooting for you. You might can happen if you keep that energy. Please, be consistent with that. Because that's definitely on my playlist. That is definitely on my playlist. If you ever listen to that new Cash Doll, go listen to it and let me know what you all think. And then let her know that Armand sent you, because you know she can't stand me. I would play it, but I done told her that she would never happen so many times. I can't play her music here. She'll probably flag me. I know Cash Doll cannot stand me. All right. Speaking of Cash Doll, Cash Doll has actually landed a TV role. Cash Doll is going to be on Black Family Mafia. It's a new series by 50 Cent. You know, I guess this is replacing Power, so this is the next new series, and Cash Doll has earned herself a reoccurring role. I'll tell you, if people were sending me this like Cash Doll is happening, absolutely not. Cash All That in the TV world is not happening. Because I said Cash All is beautiful. I said Cash All can try acting. I said Cash All should try modeling, makeup, or just being an Instagram sexy, you know, fine woman. She'll always be in, but the female, the queen of rap, is what we were talking about. We weren't saying, you know, she would never happen in the industry. She's already, what I've also said is Cash All has happened as far as she'll happen. Now, if she gets on here and she's just some phenomenal actress, perhaps maybe there's room for her to, you know, do movies. But I'm saying that Cash Doll, this to me isn't Cash Doll happening as a female rapper. This is Cash Doll finding a backup plan, okay, in case the rap doesn't work, because it hasn't worked for quite some time. That's what I'm saying. And this is what this is. And this is a very strategic move and very smart. Secure the bag by any means, because rapping ain't forever. And neither is the lackluster of the career. That just sounded like it was right, but you know, I might be wrong. I'm just saying, you get what I'm saying. Cash All is moving her money and moving and making smart decisions, because you know what? She might not ever happen in the rap life. And you know, as a female rapper, she may not be consistent enough to really give us that rap, the rap that we need. But listen, she may happen in sitcoms, movies, and series. I'm here for it either way. Okay, and the name of the record, for the people that want to know, it's called Bossa Nova. Go ahead and check that out. Let her know I sent you. I'm not a hater. I just talk a lot. Let's get to 2,000 live listeners. Come on, let's do it. Let's get into some things. I ain't been on here in a minute, so I'm kicked out the algorithm. I see how YouTube doing me. They're like, Armand, you ain't been here in a minute. Everybody else being going out, you kicked out the algorithm. Oh, my God, why y'all trying me? Because guess where I was at the whole time? Y'all want to know where I was at? Who want to take a guess? Where the money reside? 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 Okay? That's where I was at. Where the money reside, where the money reside. Clearly, I was where the money reside. I don't know about you, but I'm always where the money reside, where the money reside, where the money reside, where the money reside. Period, Pooh. Okay, honestly, I'm going to tell you where I was at. I was on this new app called Clubhouse. That's where I've been. Getting into some things. And just being nosy, bouncing around, kind of, you know, chitting and chatting in the Clubhouse and hopping and bouncing around. And so, Clubhouse is nice. I got a little invite. Shout out to Candace for sending me the invite. So I've been in there getting into some things. And really, you know, listen, since I've been on there, I've been on there with Jason Lee, obviously. Shout out to Jason Lee. Yesterday I was on there. I talked to Angela Yee. I got to talk to Angela Yee. I talked to Angela Yee. She gave me some game. Who else? Oh, my God. I got cursed out by Kate Michelle's best friend. I talked to Mano from Love & Hip Hop. It was a lot. Oh, girl, let me tell you what happened with that real quick. So, child, so mind you, so I'm in there, and one of my homegirls, she's like, okay, so we want to, let's do like a group. Let's do like a little club chat thing, like a welcome party, because, which we're going to talk about, DJ Academics had really broke Clubhouse up, okay? And so a lot of people were talking about the DJ Academics Meek Mill situation. We're going to talk about that too today. And then K. Michelle followed up with saying that Mano was a woman beater, and he was from 63rd, some place, like, you know, some nigga stuff. Like, I guess 63rd is some, like, shady thing in Chicago. I don't know. Don't give me the line. I'm not with the rah-rah and the hoopty-la. I'm just one of the girls that talks a lot. All right, so anyway, so one of my homegirls is like, okay, so let's do a Clubhouse video, a club chat. I'm like, okay, cool. Everybody else getting crazy in here. Let's get a crime. So we did a video. Did DJ Academics get bullied? Hashtag is K. Michelle clout chasing. And so, you know, I was a moderator. My homegirl, she was a moderator. And, you know, we were facilitating the conversation. So then Mano comes into the chat. 21 Savage comes into the chat. Mace comes into the chat. I was trying to get 21 Savage up there because I wanted to talk about the GG Academic stuff, but he was just in the audience. He didn't get pulled up on stage. However, Mano got pulled up on stage. Mace got pulled up on stage. Now, Mano, actually, I should pull this up, Mano. I should pull this up because you lied. You lied, Mano. K. Michelle don't like Mano because she said that Mano said something about her Cruder Cat or whatever. They got this one beat. And she said she's going to sue him and all this other stuff, and she feels uncomfortable when he goes into certain rooms and she's there. So Mano came onto the chat and was basically like, I don't know what's going on with K. Michelle. I don't have a problem with that girl. That girl's always had a problem with us. I asked Mano, I said, so are you a woman beater? Did you beat K. Michelle? He said, no, he never beat K. Michelle. We didn't leak the audio because you can't leak the audio, guys. But he said he never beat K. Michelle. He said that was not his M.O. Like, they've never been romantically together like that. Some guys had made a joke about her punan, and he ended up laughing because it was funny. Later on, I got the audio of him kind of insinuating that her punan was funky. So with that being said, K. Michelle's best friend gets on to the – we pull K. Michelle's best friend onto the chat. And she – she's doing that. She's doing one of these. Mother, you stupid. Don't you. And we had to. Okay, hold one, Miss Mamas. Hold one. Mind you, we had like 600 people. 700. That's a lot of people for Clubhouse. We had like 700 people in there. That's a lot of people. Your celebrity. This is my first real show. It's a welcome. I'm all wiggins. And I'm getting a. Okay, so we have to not miss Mama's off. Everybody, like, wait a minute, Kyle talking about some. Don't knock her off the thing. You know, be careful. You know, because these are relationships. You don't want to give up about no relationship. That give up about that ghetto, and who give up about K. Michelle? Carl. That's the energy I was on. I'm like, I don't give a darn who she is. She's somewhere online selling vendor lists. I don't need no relationship with her. No, seriously. No, okay, so anyway, she was on the air, and she was just going off on us. And I was just like, well, she was going off on Mano first. And then we said, well, we're going to have a conversation. Let's facilitate a conversation, you know, in a more peaceful way. Because she was basically saying, Mano, don't be coming for my best friend. You a B ain't it. Whoa, 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 whoa. That was what the glam chick was saying. So we pulled her off stage. Then she comes back on stage. Oh, and just to clear that up, because I see y'all confused. I think the friend, not K. Michelle, I think the best friend be online selling vendor lists. I could be wrong because I don't really know her anyway. But I do know that should not be your representation because she came in there sounding ghetto and ratchet and ignorant, dead eat mother. Okay? My best friend should know. Don't you go up there making me look even more stupid than I already do, damn it. Don't you do that. So anyway, so what happened was, so the girl gets back on there, and so we kicked her off stage, then we brought her back on stage. Then she says, Mano, me and you are going to talk privately. Meanwhile, K. Michelle, after she just started all this mess, she just started all this mess on Clubhouse. I mean, she had all these people talking. She's laying in bed eating ice cream on Instagram Live, listening to Nicki Minaj talking about she was in a bed healing. Healing? Listen, don't bring the healing and spiritual community into your BS, K. Michelle. You started all that ruckus on that app, and then you're going to get onto the public and act like you're just laying here in bed having ice cream healing? She tried it. But anyway. So the best friend goes on there and she says, Mano, we're going to talk later. We're going to talk on the phone. And then she says, and to you, like talking to me and to the other girl, you know, moderating. She said, F-U-B-A, nigga, F-U, motherfucker. Like, and she cursed us out and hung up in our face. And so that was just the first day on Club Chat. I mean, that was a couple of days into Clubhouse. I got cursed out by a cable show best friend over Mano. It was a lot going on. And I never got to talk to 21 Savage. So that's a little tidbit. So that's where I was at. Okay, boom. Also, in my Clubhouse journey, well, we'll get to that in a second. All right, let's move on to DJ Academics. All right, boom. So, I was there. I'm just going to cut to the chase because this is a little bit of an old topic, but I wasn't able to talk to you guys about it. I was there when the Academic stuff went down. I was at the Academics welcome party, and it went from 100, 200, 600, 800, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000 people live in the chat. Then you had Tory Lanez, Mace, 21 Savage, every rapper that was on the app at the time in the chat, okay? And every media person that was on the app at the time in the chat, every signed media person with major backing from media outlets was in the chat, in the audience, okay? First, I want to give a shout out to Academics. They say he doesn't support black media or younger media, but I don't care because I support him because he is doing it for the independents. He is doing it for the YouTubers. He is doing it for the people that he is literally paving the way for people like myself. And so I respect it. You know what I mean? I'm not looking for any handouts, but I can respect the man's work. So anyway, him and Meek Mill get into it. It goes viral. Him and Meek Mill get into it because, I mean, Meek Mill sounded completely ignorant. They were sounding like they wanted to control Academics' platform, which I thought was ridiculous. It was really, really messy. They all ganged up on him. And Academics handled it well, but I would have cursed them out. They would have had me really effed up. I would have told them, niggas, you guys are doing too much. You're not going to tell me what to post, especially when you guys are the same people that come into my DMs and have me post different things to push a narrative. Here's my thing. A lot of these artists won't admit it, but they slide into the blogs of, they slide into the DMs of the bloggers and the media outlets and have them push different narratives for them. And when the narrative is not for them, they get upset. Here's the thing. Media matters. And a lot of these artists don't understand how important the media is. If we're not talking, no matter how big or how small, if we're not talking about you, you do not matter. You can be the most talented, articulate, charismatic, prettiest, funniest, happiest person on the planet. If the media is not talking about you, it does not matter. Period. So it's in your best interest to have a good relationship with somebody in media. Facts. So Academics, he is on the side of, you know, the rappers, hip hop, and he does like to dibble and dabble in that, you know, that hood nigger ish. And so what I will say to Academics, listen, you cannot talk about hood stuff and not expect that hood mentality to, you know, boil over into your front yard. Hood, ghetto, ignorant niggas, no matter how rich or poor they are, them niggas is ignorant. Okay, and Meek Mill was sounding ignorant and ignorant. Okay, 21 Savage, I think they said he was from London. And I think that, you know, he dialed it back. I think 21 Savage understands that the hood, ignorant shit sells records, but he really ain't a dummy in real life. He just understands that dummies buy into shit. And, you know, sometimes dumbing yourself down makes you a millionaire. Because 21 Savage has a lot of sense. Whereas I feel like Meek Mill really is an idiot. But anyway. They were bullying Academics on there. And then Tory Lanez pops up on there using this as some sort of tool for redemption in my mind, seemingly having some information that's going to come out about Megan Thee Stallion in the future that we don't know about. This is exactly what Tory Lanez said. He said he had a gripe with Academics himself. He said that Academics basically talked too much. He said that he told Academics some information and Academics basically led us to the water without taking us literally to the water. Okay, let me tell you how. So this is what he said. This was Tory Lanez's analogy. He said, I told you that I was happy about some information. No, he said, imagine me telling you, hey, what's up? You know the sky is green right now. but nobody really know that the sky is green. Everybody thinks the sky is blue, but it's about to come out that the sky is green, and everybody's gonna gag. And he said, in that situation, academics then what he did, he got on his platform and said, well, listen, guys, I know you guys think the sky is blue, but if you look real close and squint, turn around three times and really get in, that sky might be green. It might be green. So basically, Tory Lanez said, listen, you didn't say what happened, but I told you, and this is with my words, this is what I dissected from the situation. I told you that some information is about to come out about Megan Thee Stallion. That's why I'm walking around here on Clubhouse shooting music videos, smoking reefer in the club. It's some information that's about to come out about Megan Thee Stallion that nobody knows about yet, proving my innocence. And you got, and I told you that, academics, and you went and got on your platform and pretty much dry told the world what I told you. And that's why I was irritated with you. I would have said, now, that was the most people piece for me. Now, in regards to Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, I think that's going to be so interesting because I feel like they keep, I mean, media, now, like big, white, powerful media and industry, they keep blowing Meg up. She keeps getting higher and higher and higher and accolade after accolade. And, I mean, it's just, it's, I mean, it's a Doja Cat wear. You know, I feel like this is supposed to be Doja Cat's year, but when Doja Cat became the loose lady of the night, they quickly shifted over to Megan Thee Stallion. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. So I feel like with the Megan, I think it's going to be very interesting because, you know, Meg, if there is some information out there, what's going to happen to your career? I mean, what's going to happen to either one of their career? Because both of them are acting as if the other one is lying and there's no possible way for, you know, either one of them to be going down. But the truth of the matter is somebody is going down. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. All right, let's keep it going. Okay, and then so Meek Mill got upset. So then Meek Mill got upset because the information got out. I feel like the information should have gotten out because here's the thing. That app is supposed to be for networking and building relationships, not getting academics on there and cornering him and attacking him. So you guys gave us content. You guys gave us information to gossip and kiki about. So when you do things like that, that's what's going to get out. You weren't telling people how to get rich and, you know, how to win. And, you know, you weren't pulling new artists up, having them freestyle. You were up there bullying academics. So, of course, that's going to get out. That wasn't a secret. If that was, if you wanted that to be the case, you should have answered the phone when academics called you and y'all could have had a three-way conversation. That would have mysteriously got out anyway. So, Meek Mill, you dummy, you shouldn't have got on Clubhouse on a free app thinking that it was not going to get out. All right? Since then, Ebro and Rosenberg and all kind of people just started dragging academics, and academics have been responding to them niggas left and right, dragging them. It even got so nasty that I think all the guys over there at Hot 97, they brought our good friend Star into the mix. They started talking about how Star and academics are the same. If you're not familiar with Star, let me put up the Star Report where we're at, and I love the Star Report. So, you know, it's no hate over here. He supports me, we support him. But let me pull him up really quick. And you know Ebro, you guys know Ebro, right? Ebro and Rosenberg. Okay, let me show you. Let me show y'all. I promise you we're getting to the good stuff. But let me just show you, you know, I'm gonna just save this. I'm gonna put that right there. Then we're gonna do okay, boom. Okay. So you know him, boom. Then you know that, and then, okay, so boom. So here we go. So these guys right here, Ebro and Rosenberg, they were dragging academics. Academics responded to them and was like, basically, yo, listen, you guys are in the audience. Nobody cares about radio. Nobody's watching Hot 97. Y'all used to be hot. You guys are trash now. You know, Ebro, you didn't even let me in. You didn't want to give me an opportunity. I tried to interview you. You didn't want to fool with me until I got hot, which is true. A lot of industry people act like they don't know you. They do that to me on Clubhouse all the time, act like they don't know me. And I go in there and act like I know that they don't know me, when in reality, I know this might sound cocky, but I know a lot more people know me than act like they don't know me. But, you know, we try to be humble. Anyway, so he was going off on them, and Rosenberg ended up doing a response and basically saying that, you know, he would box Academics. It was just a whole mess. So then at some point, Ebro said that Academics and Star are the same, saying that they both allegedly talk about people and hide in their basements of their home and can't go outside. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I like to watch this is what I really care about. I like to see what the niggas is arguing about, you know, the straight people. Because let me tell you something. They think that a lot of the gays and the girls are really messy. But let me tell you something. These straight media guys be a key. When you get the straight media guys into it, oh, my God, they are hilarious. I can sit and watch them go back and forth all day. Y'all think I be watching, like, us go back and forth, the gays and the girls? No, I be watching the straight men go in on each other because they be reading each other, okay? So then Star, I ain't going to lie to you. I texted to Star. I sent Star a video like, hey, just FYI, here's some information for you. Because I like Star. You know what I mean? He always, when he says he doesn't do shout-outs, he shows, I don't know what he calls it, but whatever it is he does, I like him. You know, he's always helps me out when I need something. So here's the thing. So Star says, first he says he's not going to respond. Two messages later, then he tells me, then he goes and responds. So then he responded, but he didn't do it in the messy way. So Star goes and pulls up their ratings for their radio show. It shows that their radio show has been failing for a long time. And Star goes and posts the ratings for their radio show on Hot 97 on its community tab. It said that they had a failing radio show. So it's like the YouTubers and the radio, they're like, you guys, you know, a lot of people in radio, they get so mad at us because our ratings and stuff are higher and our engagement are higher. And so we can always pull, well, we own our stuff. You know, now they were arguing that, you know, you don't own your stuff if you're on YouTube. But I think that you own it more than you would own it being assigned to, you know, I don't know, working for that radio station. And I feel like a lot of people, if they didn't have those radio jobs, they wouldn't be able to sit and do what we do in Guardian, the same audience. But that's a conversation for another day. I thought that was super petty of Star, but I loved it, though. It was very slimy, very greasy. I like that. Show the ratings. That was very petty. That was something that I would do. Like, yes, God, I live for that. Really getting your bag. That was everything. So that was a key for me, and I thought you guys would like that, too. So, yeah, them three or this group of set, go ahead and catch that tea. It was a little kerfuffle going on, and I thought it was interesting. All right. So we're off of that. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Who we want now? Oh. Okay. Well, we can take this a couple of different ways. We can take this a couple of different ways. Let's do it this way first. Okay. Well, let's do this one first. So Lil Wayne has reportedly sold, Lil Wayne sold Young Money, basically sold all the freaking, what is it? Oh, my God, I just ran a blank. I ran the damn blank. Oh, all of Young Money's masters. Now, I read something that it said that he sold Young Money, but he didn't sell his own. I'm not really sure. I really wasn't sure really what this meant but what I got out of this is he sold Young Money's masters, and that included all of Nicki Minaj's music and all of Drake's music up until 2018, the Scorpion album, which means Universal has the power of all of that music, and they can distribute it wherever they want because they're now the owners of it. So to me, that's really interesting because I feel like Nicki Minaj used to brag about having all her masters and stuff like that, but I don't know. But anyway, I was feeling like, what does that mean, though? Like, why would he do that? Like, why not just sell it to them? I'm sure they would have wanted to buy it, but I don't know all the legalese, and I don't know that part of the industry. I'm not that strong and versed in it. But to me, that just sounds feels a little weird that he would sell that and they would be okay with that. So I wonder what that relationship looks like. Why would you sell that? I'm sure he's had a conversation with him. Hopefully he did, to sell their masters too, because now I feel like that would just make it that much harder for Nicki and Drake to obtain their masters. Because I feel like at the end of the day, the goal for artists is to obtain their own master. So if he was going to sell, why not sell it to them? I don't know. That was just my thing. Why not sell it to Nicki or Drake? I'm sure they would have had a problem, you know, selling on a couple of $100 million, or maybe not $100 million, but a couple of $1 million. And maybe he felt like, sure, they can't afford these masters yet. I don't know, but it's interesting, and we'll look into it more. And as I get more clarity on it, and maybe I'll open up the lines, and you guys can give me some more information on it, we'll talk about it. But speaking of Nicki Minaj, Joe Budden feels that there is some tea brewing between Nicki Minaj. Well, listen, before we get into this, okay, because we got a lot to get into. Now's a good time to subscribe. If you haven't done so, hopefully we can get Sukiyana to call into the show. I want you guys all to tag Sukiyana and tell her that we're coming and we're talking about her. She needs to come listen and she needs to call in, because I got to tell Sukiyana something later on in the show. So if you guys want to see me, you know, you never know. It can get legendary. She might call in. She might call in, but you guys got to do the work to go get her to come in, so go ahead and spam her. Okay, but we'll wait, because we're going to get into some music, too, in a second. All right. So who was we on? So Joe Budden allegedly feels, well, no, there's no allegedly. Let's listen to what Joe said, and then we'll talk. Okay. Joe Biden feels like there's something going on with Megan Nick. Now, I could have felt that too. Now, I'll be honest with you. Remember when y'all was pushing the Megan on me right after they when Megan got on live with Nicki Minaj, and I said Megan, and I will, and I have the receipts for this, and I can't wait to post them on my Instagram. When I said Megan, we're watching you. Megan is very mixy. I like Megan, but there's a spirit on Megan that I don't trust and I don't like. And you know what? I feel like Nicki Minaj feels used. And I feel like Megan Thee Stallion definitely used Nicki Minaj, because you know what? Nicki Minaj, whether you like Nicki Minaj or not, let's be very clear. To have a Nicki Minaj cosign is literally like someone walking, grabbing your hand and walking you into the industry. You are now an A-list celebrity. That is what a Nicki Minaj cosign is. You are now a star. You are that girl. Especially to be a female rapper and to be one of the first female rapper that Nicki Minaj like really collaborated with since she's the Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj stamped Megan Thee Stallion. Before Beyonce, before Cardi B, all of that, Megan Thee Stallion jumped on that live and pretty much begged Nicki Minaj, along with the Barbies, bullying Nicki Minaj into doing a collab with Megan Thee Stallion. She ambushed her. And she used her. But, you know, I mean, it's no different than what Nicki Minaj did to Beyonce. She just didn't do it in that way. But Nicki Minaj did the same thing to Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? She didn't ambush her, but, you know, she played a role. She got the Beyonce feature. And then she became a mention with Beyonce. You know what I mean? I don't think Beyonce was prepared for that. Because, you know, Beyonce does the same thing that Drake does. Beyonce will get any artist that's hot at the time and kind of, we call it Beyonce-ish. Like, she would, like, sun them. Drake does it too. If you're too hot, if you're really, really hot, Drake will get on you, get on a record with you, and Drake will mess around and take your whole sound. You know what I mean? Beyonce did that with Nicki Minaj. However, Nicki Minaj got that Beyonce cosign and really got that induction. Because Nicki Minaj had everybody, but she had not gotten that Beyonce feature. Then she got that Beyonce record. Boom. Nicki Minaj is that girl. And then Nicki Minaj catapulted even further. And then she became a part of the big three. Then it became, you know, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna. And so I feel like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion did that same move to Nicki Minaj. You got that Nicki Minaj and boom. And I would have done the same thing. She was right in doing so. That was what you were supposed to do. But it was just weird how she started moving after that. Then right after that, you did like some sort of mini tour with Meek Mill. You were doing shows with Meek Mill and doing this and doing that. Megan Thee Stallion is very mixy. She's very phony, fake and phony. Then she was throwing shade at Cardi B, and then boom, you're wrapping it up with Cardi B. You're throwing shade at the City Girls, and now the City Girls are on your album. Megan Thee Stallion can't be trusted. Megan Thee Stallion is one of those girls that will sit in your face and talk crap about you behind your back. It is what it is. She's fake and phony, but she will do what she has to do to get to the next level, if you know what I mean. She don't like Cardi B. I don't care what you say. She might like Cardi B now, but she definitely was throwing shade at Cardi B before. Let's just be very, 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 very clear. So apparently there's some tea brewing between them. So we'll just wait. I don't know all the details in that, but I'll wait. I've been watching Megan Thee Stallion in regards to that. I don't have her here on the list. However, Cardi B has a new show on Facebook. Watch. And I'll tell you this. It's called Cardi Tries. I'm going to be all the way honest with you. And I like Cardi B. I'm going to be all the way honest with you. You know, I'm going to be all the way honest with you. I like Cardi B. I really do. She's my girl. She is my girl. She is my girl. I like her. I love Cardi B. I understand her. And I used to drag her. But I like her. She has a new show called Cardi B Tries. You know what I said? That Cardi B tried it. Okay? Cardi B tried it. I don't give a damn about Cardi B's try, girl. It's been a whole year. You dropped one song. I want to see Cardi B rap. I don't want to see Cardi B try a damn thing but another record. Period. And that's that on that. Don't try anything else unless it's dropping another record. Try that. Thank you. All right, let's move on. Okay, let's get to this. Let's get to the main event. Cupcake. Okay.
Cupcake had the girls in an uproar, in an uproar, in an uproar.
So she did her rendition of How to Rob. And if you know what How to Rob is, 50 Cent's How to Rob. How to Rob is just like, you know, it's similar to Biggie's Just Playing. And, you know, a lot of people have redid that one, including Nicki Minaj, Barbie Dreams. So Cupcake did her version where you kind of, you know, do your thing. And she came for everybody in the industry, like really, really, really everybody. But it really stood out that, you know, she came for a lot of the female rappers, and she was not playing. So, this is the part of the live stream that I was nervous about. I hit Cupcake up to let her know I wanted to play this song. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to play this for y'all that didn't hear, which means I am potentially not getting paid for this. But because I've been gone for a while, I'm going to take a pay cut today. But y'all know, I wouldn't normally play this music. But that don't mean when I open up these lines, y'all get in here and cursing. But I might not get paid for this because I'm about to play this audio. But I think it's important that we hear it. So, don't ever say I didn't do nothing for you. Okay, let's do this. Let's do it. Okay. Let me grab this.
Let me grab this now. Let me see. Hold on, we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it right here. I'm staying right here in my Nicki Minaj voice when Cardi B threw a shoe at her at the Harper's Bazaar.
Okay, catch the bars. Let's go. Not Tory Lanez or Too Short. Not Lizzo drag her out the full court. Now, that was personal, okay? The Lizzo full court portion was personal, okay? She felt some type of way about Lizzo. It is what it is. Cupcake felt like she was supposed to be Lizzo. You didn't have to do Lizzo like that. Why drag her out to full court? She's already on a 10-day detox. Sheesh. Let's go. Oh, now you know Cardi ain't finna respond. Bring her out and fuck Doja Cat. I like that one. Let's get Doja. Now, you know Doja Cat ain't gonna respond. Because Doja Cat can't freestyle her. It takes. Cardi B ain't gonna respond. Because let me tell you something. And it's no shade. Cardi, it's a production for Cardi B to put out a record. Cardi B can't just jump on no record like that. Doja Cat ain't no freestyle rapper. Cardi B. Doja Cat gotta go woosah, burn some incense, light some sage. Do a bunch of this, that, and the third. And then she's got to get in her artsy-fartsy, geeky, you know, she's got to do all of fill all that. And then she can write some lyrics down. Then she'll respond. So those two won't be responding. Oh, now the nasty gutter bitch sucking. Don't sleep on the gutter bitch. Now that's who needs to respond. City girls leaking like a period when I pissed the whip them out the bucket. What's going on? What's going on, JT? They be giving her rap goddess like it's really rap like that. They be giving JT like it's really rap like that. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I think I might be the unpopular opinion because I feel like it ain't a City Girl song until Christian is on the record. I like Young Miami. She do it for me more than JT. JT, I think people just give JT a lot of life, but JT has really been sounding trash to me lately. Or, I mean, not really trash, but she ain't really been just fire like that. She ain't. Everything you got. Oh, open up your bag, give me everything you got. Run for a minute, you can't do nothing because you just got shot. Listen, Cupcake, listen, this is hip-hop, and I'm here for it. Stop playing. Hold on, I'm getting a tag, hold on. Oh, well, the girls are saying it's giving free $4.99 super chat. So listen, if you got a free $4.99, send it out. Try it. Let me know. You might get a free $4.99. I want everybody in the chat right now to see if they have a free $4.99 super chat. Because we need it. Do Lil Kim like that? Why did she do Lil Kim like that? You can't even notice Lil Kim feature. That was random and rude, but I liked it. I like that. Let's go. You want to knock me out, Mulatto Taco? Ooh, Mulatto Taco, that ride. Now, don't play with Mulatto, because Mulatto's a real gutter bitch. But you know what I'm saying? You just never know. Oh, this is my favorite part. It's a familiar from Chicago. I like that. I like the Flo Millie. I like the Flo Millie part. Let's see. Oh! Well. I thought it was everything. And everybody was like, well, why is she doing that? Cupcake is just mad and miserable and this, that, and the third. Listen, it's hip-hop. And she needs to make a name for herself. Now, listen, I don't listen to Cupcake. I probably won't listen to Cupcake after this week or after this video. But at least she got us talking for today. Period. Now, Cupcake, you skated on the record. But the problem is this, Cupcake, that I think that a lot of people have. Although that it was good, there was a bit of bitch-assness in it for me. The bitch-assness was the fact that you went on everybody that was hot. And everybody had a hot moment, but you didn't go in on Nicki Minaj. If you're going to do it, then do it. It was the bitch-assness for me. It was the scariness for me. It was the clock chase energy for me. It was the, I hope Nicki Minaj will give me a feature and that's never going to happen for me. For me. Did you catch that? It was the Nicki Minaj going to get do the feature for me, but it's never going to happen for me. For me. Did you catch that? That was a bar, in case you didn't really catch that. For me. All right. That was the whole thing. So, you know, while it was great, I'm not moved because she didn't add Nicki Minaj. Don't add everybody that's hot and don't say Nicki Minaj. Because if it was nothing personal, you know, it's the sport of rap and it's the artistry in it. Nicki Minaj, and if anybody could take it, Nicki Minaj better take it. She did Barbie Dreams, dragged everybody. Just, you know, people are used to that. It's how to rock. Let's do it. So, that was the problem for me, Cup Kitty. However, you did. Now, who's not going to respond? Let's be clear. The City Girls need to respond. That's Flo Millie needs to respond. I like Flo Millie's verse, but sometimes it's a little annoying, but I like how Cupcake was able to switch it up and get what she gets. Flo Millie needs to respond. Dream Doll needs to respond. Dream Doll, you're not that girl. I know they've tried to make Dream Doll Nicki Minaj. They tried to make Dream Doll Foxy Brown. They tried to make Dream Doll Lil' Kim. They tried to make Dream Doll Cash Doll. Dream Doll Cardi B. Dream Doll, just be yourself and respond. It takes too much money for Cardi B to respond. She ain't going to respond. It takes too many people to have to fly in. And it's a lot. It's a whole, like Cardi B is that responding girl, so you could have paid that. It takes way too much of a budget for Cardi B. It's got to be marketing dollars, writers. It's a lot. Cardi B is not responding. Okay. I don't even know why you even mentioned her. She ain't responding. It takes way too much equity for Cardi B to respond. So that's what happened. Megan Thee Stallion got too much going on. She ain't trying to give nobody no. You would better off saying Renny Rucci or Erica Banks, something like that. Megan Thee Stallion has got way too much going on to be looking like she's in a beef. She just got shot, and people think that she's a drunk, abusive chick. She can't. She just dropped the album. She's not responding to you. She's still busy promoting singles off her album. So you got to let her go. So those are not responding. However, Sukiyana did respond. And Mulatto needs to respond. I think Mulatto can respond. I think Mulatto needs to respond. I think Mulatto needs to respond. Now, let's talk about it for a second, but who I am proud of, listen, I'm it's like a mother's love. It's like, and I know I have read on here, it's like my baby. She made me proud today. I like Sukiyana. Let me tell you why. Because I don't give a damn. She did it in less than 24 hours. Within 24 hours, she got there and she had something mixed, mastered, and out. She ain't no punk. So she get on this. She got online. She do her nasty gutter stuff. She ain't. She's more than just, you know, let me be ratchet. You sent for her. She got on there. She responded with on the pen, on the paint, on the bar, on the beat. I have to give Sukiyana her credit. I have read Sukiyana. I have dragged Sukiyana. I was just in club chat. We were talking about a brain routine. Oh, I skipped the topic. But I'll probably get to it after this. And I read Sukiyana. But I, and y'all know me. But let me tell you something. Sukiyana has earned respect from me today. She got out there when nobody else would. And it's not that nobody else could. They just sang. And she went out there and she did what needed to be done. Let's get into it. I'm finna get his heart. Let's get into Sukiyana. Now, I did hit her up and see if I could play it. She said I could play it. So, Sukiyana, if they flag me, girl, I need you to go ahead and make that happen for that to be released so I can get paid. Okay. Let's listen to Sukiyana's. She's gonna try me, it's gonna try me, it's gonna try me, and try me, and try me. Okay. Let's go. But you hurt it. But you stay when you twerk. All right, let's go. Let's go. It's the wait, is that the baby kid? Let's go. How shaped like a pirate. Okay, come on. Now she looking like a real nigga with a 5 o'clock shadow. Let's go. When she said, this everybody, you still don't matter, and you can't afford to get your earth fatter, okay? Well, how much she paying, Sookie? You should have added that in there. Not Vivian, don't say it, that's Vivian! It's the Vivian for me! It's the Vivian! It's the Vivian for me! Oh, wait, so she tried to do a song with her, and then, so is that what I heard, right? She tried, you tried to do a song with her, and she said $5,000 or something to just do the record? Well, I think that's about right, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think you don't need to pay her $5,000 because I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, now watch. I don't know where Sookie was at or what kind of weed she hit or what kind of dick she sucked. But whatever she did, I think from this point on, she started to channel Nicki Minaj for the rest of the way. I didn't notice that. So you will hear the Nicki Minaj here. It was mad after the vaccine shot for me. But what does mad look like before the vaccine shot? And then between the before and after. Well, why mad? What do you secretly feel in your spirit for mad? Because you met her, so that means Meg, you must have seen Meg at a point, and it really fucked your spirit up, Sookie. Like, you must have seen Meg, but you know how you catch somebody on the sideline? You're like, God damn, bitch, you hit. So you could see what she would look like if a vaccine shot went wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because you've already caught her out of the corner of your eye. You're like, God damn, this bitch is built weird. You know what I mean? And you did do the wide video, so then you must have caught Meg at a fucked up angle. So now, because for you to even envision Meg after a vaccine shot, there's some tea there for me. But anyway, I'll digress because I know that y'all cool. Oh my God, Big Bad Moose and T's longer than a prison sentence. Oh, yes. What was she going on? Oh, but this is what I live for. I love this. Mm. So she tricking that Popeye's chicken for $40? Please let me go. I almost showed you my leg. Oh my God. She said she tricked that Popeye's chicken for $40. $40? Becky won. She won. She won. Sicky won. I didn't even know she really snapped like that. Now that she tricked at Popeye's chicken for $40? Damn. Hold on. I have to hit the. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Not $40. Do we need to keep going? Oh my God. Let's go. You play like that and say she knew not to mention Remy Ma's name. Now, she'll block you, but you said $5, so I'm not. Remy Ma is not in there. Stop that. Remy Ma, now. No, that wasn't even. See, now you killed the whole thing. We might as well start the live over. Remy Ma, why would you? That's a party foul. You out. You gotta go. She knew not to mention that. No, that wasn't. That wasn't. We was. It was almost like, yeah, aha. No, wait, girl, no. You missed it. Remy Ma. Now I gotta start over, cause you didn't drop some bullshit. Ain't nobody, well, Remy Ma. Okay. Okay, let's get real here. Musically, who's a better rapper? Cupcake is a better rapper. But who was more entertaining and gave me my life, and I had to get a W-2? I had to get a W-2 Suki. She, you know, it was the reads for me. It was the not scariness for me. Cupcake lost it for me because she didn't come for Nicki Minaj. And I think that's why a lot of the barbs were blowing this up, because Nicki Minaj, had Nicki Minaj been involved in this for Cupcake, they would have been dragging Cupcake. Okay. So that's another reason why I'm giving it to Suki. But Suki surprised me. I didn't think she was going to respond. I thought she was going to respond on Twitter or something, which she did, but she responded with raps. So I'm here for all of this. I think they both did great. I'm here for Cupcake's part. I'm here for Suki's part. I'm here for hip-hop. I'm here for it. So it was great to me. It was fantastic. It was everything. Men do it all the time. We have to allow women to really participate in the sport of hip-hop and rap. We have to allow our female artists to do that. So shout out to both women, because both of their records were dope. And I'm looking for some more responses. Now, I've been on here talking for over an hour, which I don't normally do. But we had not been on here for a while. And y'all have been super chatting, thank God. Because I know that I'm probably not going to be monetized. So send me some more coins, because I'm going to have to open up the line. And we will definitely do. We're going to open up the lines, and I want to know what you guys thought about the different records. Now, don't do a lot of cussing, just in case these are monetized. If you do a lot of cussing, I'm not going to spare you. I'm going to hang up in your face and block you forever. Okay? So, I will open up the lines right now and call in. Listen, this is the time, too. If you want to, okay, well, let me do this right before while I'm opening up the lines. The number is 563-999-3658. It's pinned in the chat. The number is 563-999-3658. The number is pinned on the chat. Let me see. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so we got some people in the queue. The number is 563-999-3658. Please make sure you guys call in right now. I have pinned it up there. I'll show you this right here. Boom. It's in the lower right-hand corner. You see the little phone? It's 563-999-3658. While we're doing that, make sure you guys call in. Now you guys can call in. Okay, call in. We're going to open it up. Let's open it up. All right. Listen, now this is the time too. You know, Suki, if you want to call in, please, Miss Mama's call in and let us know what you can DM me or you can put your last word in the chat, girl, and we would like to know what made you go in like that. And Cupcake, if you're here too, sis, you can call in too. I want to know what made the girls go in like that. I want to know what made the girls go in like that, because I really wish Suki would call in, because that was a key kick. And I was underestimating her, but she really did that. So with that being said, let me pull. Okay, so let me just take our first call. 954-2844. You are live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
Hey, honey bunny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. My name is Imani. I am from South Florida. And let me tell you something. I love Sukiyana. I love Sukiyana since her record that she did. Trina raised me. I absolutely love her. However, I will say this. I understand what Cupcake was doing. Cupcake was trying to get her name out there, trying to spark up, you know, what real rap used to be back in the Dizzy, right?
Right.
I can kind of see what she was trying to do, but this is the problem that she did, and this is how you know that don't nobody around her really actually like her, right? Because this is the thing. Cupcake may have all the talent in the world, but the reality is that talent don't mean nothing. If she's at a point where don't none of the girls that's actually on want to work with her because of this foolish record that she did, it was good. But if don't none of the girls that want to work with her because of this record, she's not going to go nowhere, right? Like, black people really didn't start listening to Doja Cat until she did that record with the City Girls, Quiet as a Scout. You get what I'm saying? Like, nobody really was paying attention to, you know, certain rappers don't really get on until they start doing records with other rappers. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
We knew Megan Thee Stallion was cute. We knew about her. I heard about her. But a lot of people, she blew up when she started doing records with big people. So my whole thing with Cupcake is, you done did this record, and it's not like you did it in a cute way where you poked fun at little things. No, you went below the belt. So it's like, sweetie, you had this moment, and did you consider that after this moment that nobody's going to want to work with you now? You get what I'm saying? Like, you're
going,
like, you can't get.
So who do you think won? So who won for you?
I ain't going to lie. Sukiyana drags her. So now, Cupcake's this record was cute. But let me tell you something. If you doubted Sukiyana's lyricist, and mind you, her stuff is okay. I think for the amount of time she's been out, I think experience-wise, she is where she's supposed to be, right? But I think Sukiyana pulled out the big guns and proved to the girls that you can say what you want by her OnlyFans. You can say what you want by her past records that may have been mediocre because they were.
Okay.
But Sukiyana proved in this moment that she actually has talent behind the mic.
Okay, so you think that Sukiyana won?
I do. I think Cupcake's record was good, but I don't think she may have been prepared for what the girls was going to come for, because when you listen to the lyrics of Sukiyana's record, not only did Sukiyana, her lyrics was on point, her flow was fire, she read her, she dragged her, she said, how you going to rob me, and you're not needed.
Okay.
Period. She said the girl had, you know, WARTS on her BUT.
Right.
I was like, God. And then that was making me think, sis, is it true? Is she around that bumpy bumping?
Right. All right, Carla, we got to take some more calls. Thanks for calling in, bro. I love you for watching. Thank you. Love you. Bye. All right, let's take another call. 8589, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Okay, let's get into it. So, obviously, Sikiana won. However, can't really compare because Cupcake only had one bar for her, and Sikiana came with three whole verses and just dragged her on the track. But we respect the pen game. I didn't even know. I thought she just took it in the mouth. I didn't know that she actually had bars, so I'm proud of her. And you're right about the Cupcake not coming for Nikki. You know, it's like with the Barbs always harassing people with the delusional accusations. Nobody wants to try Nikki. But when it comes to art, when it comes to hip-hop, you try anybody, hashtag surviving the petties. And I think that's it for now. I love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. Okay. 305-6834, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, everybody? I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and of course I had to represent for Sukiana because she did that tonight. As the caller said, I was a little discouraged with her with the pee in the throat and all that other stuff, but she came through, she represented, she showed her skill set, and I'm proud of her. Like, that was just dope. I'm rooting for Sukiana because she's more than just, you know, some pipe in the throat, so I'm proud of her.
And she stepped up, so I'm proud of her too. So shout out to Sukiana. Thank you.
Yes, have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right, let's get another one. 470-1352, you're live on the air.
Yo, it's good.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Hey, Grand Prize Suki. Suki won.
Easy. What was your favorite Suki verse, like lyric? What was your favorite part?
Man, look, I literally laughed until I cried when she said, kid is longer than prison sentences. Hey, but like the previous caller said, though, old girl only had one line for Suki. Suki gave her a whole song. And I agree with what you said earlier when you was like, Cupcake is the better rapper, but Suki was more entertaining. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if Cupcake was to respond to Suki with a whole song. I mean, and considering that Cupcake might have a little ammo from what she said happened with her saying it cost five stats or whatever, you know, for them to do a song together, it seemed like they got some experience, so Cupcake might have something to say.
Okay, well, thank you. Do you think Cash Doll's going to happen?
Man, I love Cash Doll. I hope she happens. I don't know.
What do you think about Lizzo not wanting to be fat anymore?
I think that's good for her. She should be healthy because, you know, it's bad. It's bad on your heart. It is not fair to your heart to do that. So,
thank you, Father.
I'm happy that she's treating her body.
Bye, nigga. See ya. All right. 3005, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Turn it down in the back. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I think Sukiana went in. Like, she did her thing. Like, I love Cupcake and I love Sukiana, but I was definitely here for Sukiana. She marked her.
Okay. What was your favorite Sukiana line?
When she said the titties have longer, like, one of our titties being longer than a penis in it. And what's so funny is because as soon as before she dropped that, I had posted something on my Instagram and I was like, Cupcake, you're ready to get dragged because Sukiana's about to fuck you up, bitch.
Oh, God, now you gone. She gone. She already was coming on here about to irritate me. She not getting on no more. 9798. Let's go. Hello, 9798-718. Not ready. We got to keep it moving. 21. 215.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, what's going on? Yes.
Yes, so first of all, I love you, Armand. I love how you got
Thank
your
you.
Jewels draped and everything. I'm new.
Oh, yes, you know.
I just
oh,
found
okay,
you from Jason Lee.
Oh, really? Shout out to Jason Lee. When did you also you found me from watching Jason Lee?
Yeah, I had no clue about you until you came on to Gagging for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And
Thank
you was
for,
very
well,
toned down on Gagging.
Well, yeah, but well, you got to think about
time.
It, like, right? That's his show, so I can't come over there. You never really want to do too much. You know what I mean? You just don't want to step, you know?
No, I like that, too. Like, I like your approach. You're thoughtful. And that's why I like your show,
yeah.
too, because you just, you know how to move.
Yeah. You know, you come over here, you
yeah,
get the full
like
experience,
that.
But I can't go over to that man's show and take over it. You know what I mean?
No,
then
I
would
know,
never be back.
When I went to your show, I was like, oh, okay, so this is what he's really giving in real life. Okay, I understand.
Yes.
I got it.
Okay.
And on the second
okay.
show with the Cussing Pastor, you opened up a little bit more, which
right.
was a fool, so how could you not open up?
Right, exactly. And then everything was done, yeah. So you get it.
Yes, I get it. And I love everything I've seen so far. I'm going back now, so I see how you didn't used to like Jason Lee. But I understand because he could be a little stank sometimes if he wants to, you know. Especially when we got them shades
right.
on. He a different Jason.
But you just got to learn how to deal. So, but you know,
I'm like I said,
you
know how to move. But I just, Suki, I'm so glad
you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just one of those people who just know how to, like, even Suki, I didn't like her. I didn't even like Castro, but I know how to be like, all right, I'm not a person that can't give credit where credit is due. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, that's just how it is. But anyway, go keep going.
Yeah, so you give people a chance to redeem themselves, and I like that. Like, I don't like you based on this. You do something else later that I do like, I'm going to say that. So I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you came over to Suki's side because she rough around the edges, you know, but I really do like her personality, like a Cardi B, like just like her. I could watch Suki read the telephone book. Like, she's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, anything she do. But you was just funny. You was just cracking me up earlier when you was like, she in her bag, and you was holding up the bag like you had a little shopping bag. You was a mess, Armand. I was saying cracking up, no problem.
Bye, boo. All right, cool. I like her. Shout out to the people that came from Jason Lee. All right, super chat to the top because it is almost a full queue. Now, Suki, if you're in the line, you don't have to super chat. You can just tell me what the last four of your numbers are or call private, Biz Naich, or Cupcake, same for you. But if not, we're going to keep it moving, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. 7931, Shadiria, what's popping?
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, what's popping, boo?
Nothing, I'm just driving home, but I really, 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 really wanted to talk about how Lizzo don't want to be sad no more like that.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. What did you think about that?
I don't like that, how you did all this stuff. Let me stop talking like that. I don't like how you did all this I don't like how she done did all of this stuff, walk around with your booty out, and you kept doing it to make a statement. You know what I'm saying? You did all this to make a statement to say that fat is okay, fat acceptance. You know why you was doing that. And now you really want to act like that you first of all, you don't want to be fat. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Fat people do not want to be fat forever.
Oh, okay.
They don't. I don't care what nobody say because it's uncomfortable. I done lost, I'm not even that big. I done lost 20 pounds and I feel better. So I'm like, I know y'all don't be wanting to be that big forever. That's the number one. So I'm like, yeah, so if I was a big girl embracing my bigness, I'd be mad at Lizzo too. Because girl, how you just going to decide you want to be skinny all of a sudden? And then you got money to get surgeries and stuff. You got all the fat girls out here that ain't got money like that just sitting here now. So yeah, Lizzo going to be skinny within the next couple of years. Like I told you when we were talking about her all the time, I said she was going to be skinny and it's already happened. She's going to be skinny in the next couple of years. But I don't like that. She needs to stick with what she started with.
And what you think about Cupcake and Suki?
I think that was hilarious. I like Suki. Suki is disgusting, but I like her. She's hilarious. And She's hilarious. And it is true, like that one caller said, it was a whole song to a bar. But when you give somebody and you want to throw a disc with one bar, I have to bring you a whole song. So we can't say it's not comparable because that's all we have to compare. And so he ate her alive and tore her limb from limb. And I'm just like, girl, I really, like you said, I really do want to hear when Cupcake responds, because I feel like it's going to be good, because Cupcake is a better rapper, but Sookie is funny. And Sookie likes to roast people. And so she just did what she always do. She roasted her in a rap. But, yeah, that's and Cash Doll might happen. I like Cash Doll. I like Cash Doll as
somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I like Cash Doll as an Instagram influencer. I love how she dressed. I love that she's a boss. I love that she's just always showing us how much money she got and what she spent it on and all that. And, yeah, I hope she happens, because she's been out here for a long time trying to do this stuff. So hopefully she does get to where she's trying to do. If not, she's still rich. So, you know, that's still cool, too.
Yeah. All right, boo. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take another one. Okay, 6433. 6433, 6433, 6433. Last
4, 6433.
All right, boom. What's popping? Talk to me.
Hey, how are you? Hey.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. So at first, I just want to bring to your attention that Sookie actually did say Nikki's name, not Remy Ma. So she did say, you know not to come for Nikki. She didn't say, you know not to come for Remy.
I don't think she did. Who said that she said that?
If you go look at the lyrics, yeah, she definitely
said. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. We know that. We didn't say that she said Remy.
Oh,
there was
okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, there was a person that that sent a super chat, and she said, yeah, Cupcake knew not to say Remy. And I'm like, Remy.
Understood. Okay. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Okay.
I came in a little bit late. But I also think that, you know, Sukiana, she did body Cupcake the whole song, but she did that because she knows the machine behind Cardi. She knows what it would take for Cardi to produce a response, Megan to produce a response. So I feel as though Suki had the right to go all the way in with her.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okie
I'm
does.
With you. Thanks, Bill. Bye. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep moving, because she don't know what was happening on the show. So I can't really sit and entertain too much longer for her. All right. Because she didn't really watch. All right, we'll take a couple more, and we're going to get out of here. 4702, you're live on the air. Okay, hello?
Hi.
Now, why would you get on here talking like that?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm with Team Sookie.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. So what else?
She ate Cupcake up. I feel like she ate her up. She ate her up. Every line, every bar that she dropped. She just
okay.
She's a comedian at it. She loves to do what she do.
Yeah. Where you call it from?
Virginia.
Okay. I just wanted to, so what do you think about Cash Doll? Do you think she's going to happen?
No, I don't think Cash Doll going to happen. Cash Doll reminds me of my auntie. Like in the 40s,
okay.
That lit auntie that's always getting turned up. She reminds me of my auntie. She's lit.
What about Lizzo not wanting to embrace her fatness anymore?
I think Lizzo, why is anybody worried about it? It's her body. Let her do what she want to do with her body.
Okay.
If she don't want to be fat no more, she don't want to be fat no more. If she want to get healthy, let her get healthy.
Thank you. You have a nice night, okay? Be safe.
You too.
Bye. Oh, he answered the phone like that. Hi. Okay. 3801, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic.
My name is Kimberly Wright, and both artists, you know, are good rappers, but the young lady, I can't think of her name, she drugged the mess out of Cupcake, just gorgeous. And what I think about Lizzo wanting to lose weight, it seems like that's the old Hollywood way. It's like, yeah, okay, we come in, we get intentions on, yeah, I'm going to be empowered, stand on my, you know, ground, and yeah, I'm big girl. But then once they start to, I guess, get tapped in and start to get really in the circles, then they put them on a Hollywood diet. I'm not saying maybe she truly wants to be healthy, but to mm-hmm. me, it just seems like they all go down that road. All of them.
Okay. Well,
but
thank
you,
Carla.
By the way, oh, when you were in your, one quick thing, when you were in your chat, and I told you I wanted to collaborate with you to do an artwork piece. My name is Kimberly Wright, Art Supernova. I left a DM for you over on Instagram to check
okay.
out some work.
I remember. Okay, boom. Yes. Send me an updated DM and say, hey, this is me. And hashtag an updated DM. All right. Thanks, boo. Bye, Kimberly. Okay, boom. All right. 7813, you're live on the air.
Armand.
Yes.
You had me literally on the floor.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You don't
the
say
facial
why.
Expression, the facial expression when she said herpes on the the face, it caught you in midair. It was like, I want to say, Sukiana is a mess, like a whole mess. She's very entertaining. She is a whole mess, but I have to give it to her on this one. She really came through with the kikis. When I say I cannot stop laughing. And I literally just jumped on Instagram today, and I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know anything about this little rap thing. And I went to Sukiana's page, and I heard a little clip. I didn't hear the whole song until you played it, but I could not stop laughing. That girl is a fool. A whole fool. And I just wanted to say, welcome back. I was dying without you. Oh, my God. Like, I was dying without you. You cannot get that other foot done. I'm telling you right now.
I cannot get the other foot done. You are not allowed to leave us again.
YouTube has been dry without you. Oh, my God. Peanut butter. Mustard. No,
oh,
my
God.
You don't need that anymore. You are not allowed to leave us again. I'm sorry. I'm going to come looking for you and drag you back to the screen if you leave us again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love y'all.
Love you.
Bye. All right, we're going to wrap right there because we've been on here entirely too long. I have ranted and I have raved.